And on the topic of the book of nature, science, I'm going to ask a few questions about that, as our listeners are very interested in these topics. There is the possibility of the existence of exoplanets in the universe that are entirely covered with water, but the likelihood of finding planets with both water and land in the required proportions, like the planet Earth, is very rare, very little. What do you think about that? Is our planet privileged and special?
Well, astronomers have discovered to date over 3,600 planets outside of our solar system, and the ones that are most Earth-like have a lot of water, anywhere from 5 to 50% water. And not surprising, because water is the third most abundant molecule in the universe, right after hydrogen 2 and hydrogen 3. So the universe is really soaking wet. We shouldn't be surprised that we're finding a lot of water planets. However, these planets have far too much water for advanced life. I mean, 5 to 50%, you contrast that with Earth. Earth is 0.03% water. And our latest understanding of the history of the Earth is thanks to the moon-forming event, Earth lost its primordial water. Earth started off just as water-rich as these Earth-like planets were discovering, but it lost its water through a collision event that led to the formation of the moon and wound up getting a much thinner layer of water. That's also important because what we're seeing with these Earth-like planets, they have thick atmospheres. Atmospheres much thicker than that of Venus, which would be deadly for advanced life. And so what's unique about the Earth is it has a very tiny amount of liquid water and a very thin atmosphere, but it's a big enough rocky planet that it has all the resources that advanced life needs. Or to put it another way, the focus of NASA is follow the water. Liquid water is a fundamental requirement for life, but it's like the only criteria of habitability they're looking at. You know, my latest book, Improbable Planet, I talk about how astronomers have discovered 9 different habitable zones. In addition to the liquid water habitable zone, you got the ultraviolet habitable zone. But for 97% of all the stars we see, those two zones don't overlap. And if they don't overlap, there's no possibility for any kind of life. And for life to be possible, a planet must simultaneously reside in all 9 of the presently known habitable zones. I think we're going to discover more. But of these 3,600 planets, only one resides simultaneously in all 9 habitable zones, the one you and I are sitting on.
It's wonderful. It's fascinating. And that's why we love science and scientists who can give us that information.